Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
I have a question about Tarzan. Who was the worst Tarzan? I have a nomination.
I think I can guess who it is.
Who is it?
The guy who did the TV show in the 60s and 70s.
I know his name.
Is it Ron Ely?
Ron Ely. He had perfectly combed hair, was shaved, looked like he had bathed and done his whole body grooming thing for every scene. He spoke perfect English. I think he drove a Corvette.
I think his backstory was a little different.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, he's a guy who walked into the woods to get away from it all and became Tarzan.
So he wasn't raised by apes?
I'm not sure.
Then he's not Tarzan. Sorry, you're not Tarzan.
He did the yell.
Did he? Okay, fine. But he's the worst Tarzan ever. That was the worst Tarzan of all time.
That started in 1966.
Did it?
2 years, yep.
Same time Batman
started. Right with Batman, 66 to 68.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Ron Ely is a well-educated character who had grown tired of civilization.
Wow, you do know the backstory.
Yeah, but you still got to be able to get along with all the.
So what was he fighting? Apes, right? Jungle crime? What was the point?
The dark land of the jungle is the country of the unknown, of savagery, terror, and peril beyond the imagination of men.
Yeah.
Here, in the forbidden tangle of the jungle, a child was found and raised by the great apes. The boy took the name Tarzan and later was educated in civilization.
Oh,
but then
stop.
Tarzan...
So he was left in the jungle and raised by apes.
Reclaimed by humans. But then, sent to...
Okay, so I don't get how you go from there to college. Walk out of the jungle someday and...
Next thing you know, you're at Brown University.
Right, I'd like to sign up for some engineering classes and chemistry. So yeah.
Well, it's a little... Yeah, I see what you mean. It's quite a leap, but, you know, just go with it. Just assume that it happened. Quite a story.
That it happened. I want to know. Fill out the story. How do you get from raised by apes to educated in civilization?
How did Richard Gere go from just being a drunk, whatever he was, an officer, gentleman,
to going to
Navy flight school?
Joined up pilot school, which I don't know where that.
He just walked in. Okay, where are the planes?
Who the hell wrote that story?
Officer and a gentleman.
Yeah, they ought to be taken out and. Rolled in a wrestling mat.
Go ahead, Rock. Back to it. I want to hear the rest of you.
Tarzan returned to the deadly land he knew so well, and everywhere in the jungle, from the great falls to the huge mountains to the land of ghost men and the limitless rainforest.
Quite an explanation.
The cheetah has grown to know one who is swifter. The lion knows one who is braver. Tarzan. The strength of Tarzan, no man can
Stop.
Say.
I don't like the way they're pronouncing that name.
Tarzan.
Tarzan.
Tarzan. Tarzan. Yeah, it's Tarzan.
Tarzan.
Yeah, not Tarzan. Who's this Tarzan?
Right. It's like. It's
talking
like
about the same guy?
It's like diet soda. Does not taste right. It's wrong on the
right.
tongue.
It's brown. It looks
it doesn't,
like. Doesn't.
Doesn't.
Carbonation.
Make it.
Yeah. Ooh, what's Tarzan. Up with this? This diet?
This is Tarzan cola, not Tarzan cola.
Right. Tarzan.
It's Tarzan.
All right, roll him.
Deep in the jungle, Tarzan continues to enforce his law, the law of right. Tarzan's
law
awesome
of right.
warning cry.
Wait a minute, hold on. Don't the animals decide what's right? Not this Johnny come lately?
Not no more they don't.
Oh, okay.
Not now
right.
that they have man law from Tarzan, a name that gets stuck in your nose.
Man, oh man, a human going, okay, we're done doing this.
Is this the
Ron Ely one?
Yeah.
This is a commercial for the TV show?
Promo.
It says Tarzan.
Yeah.
1966 TV series, full intro and opening title theme.
Yeah.
They rolled this before every show?
This is nothing. Every show back then had a long intro.
Holy smoke.
Yeah, that's why you could get a... The show really didn't start till like 7 after. Because they do this, then they go to commercials, and then you get into the show.
Yeah. It's 2 minutes long. Yeah. 2:17.
Holy.
Okay. Yeah. How far into it are we?
1 minute.
1 minute? We're not even halfway?
Wow.
Go ahead. Back
to it.
The
whole show, right? Okay. Yeah.
Tarzan's awesome warning cry is known to every living creature in the jungle.
There you go. See, you got to have it. Got to have it. Now stop. That sounds just like Johnny Weissmuller's Tarzan.
Sure did.
Yeah, it does.
So do you think they just used that?
They just got somebody to do it again, the same. I don't know.
Because Carol Burnett could do it.
She could do it really well, too, yeah.
All right.
That's why I'm thinking that just anybody can't belt. Ron Ely couldn't just stand there and, on demand, belt out the Tarzan. Do it. Go ahead. You do it. Try it. Do it.
I can't.
Okay.
That's why I've said for years I can't do the woo.
That's why I think.
Woo. That's as high as I can go.
That's why I think they hired somebody who, had great range, strong voice, operatic skills, to belt this out, and they went into a studio for days until they got it just right. All right, back to the open, to the exciting Tarzan open.
Hearing that cry, the antelope knows he is safe. The lion pauses. The crocodile seeks the safety of the water.
Wait a second, hold on. Was that a call to warn the animals? Was that a yell to call the animals? Was that a
maybe there are slight variations
home?
We don't know
okay.
about.
I'm not sure what it
right.
was for.
I see all the bad guy animals stopped what they were doing, but all the good guy animals, the food, they could relax.
Because the buffalo knew they were safe?
Now, you've watched Tarzan movies and Tarzan show, and you know as well as I do, he fought with like alligators
in
the river.
Always with the knife.
He stabbed things with a knife. Sure. He'd wrestle a lion.
He'd run off a bad guy animal.
So
yeah.
They're bad guy animals. And he'd save the monkeys and the goats and the
if they were good,
yeah.
Not if they were raising hell,
right?
I mean, if they had a fig war going
but
on
if
with
you
other
were
monkey,
really some guy champs. That was just in tune with nature, he'd understand that crocodiles serve a purpose.
They got to eat. Doesn't make them a bad guy. Just means
right.
they have to eat.
And
eat a monkey.
Right.
Eat a good monkey.
Right.
Sorry, I was hungry.
Right, but this is the...
Send me a bad monkey.
Ultimate intrusion of man on nature. He's supposed to be a back-to-nature guy.
No,
he's not.
Hardly.
He's a nature destroyer.
Yeah.
Because
he'll do it this
all
way.
All the crocodiles will starve.
Mm-hmm.
And all the lions will starve.
Hyenas?
Starve.
Everything it's got to eat is going to starve. If they're not eating bananas, they're going to starve. Or figs. Chimps love figs. They go to, there's big chimp wars.
Over figs.
Over figs. Over territory. I've seen it.
All right.
Scary how they go through the jungle like looking for the other monkeys to eat them and kill them. Monkeys eat monkeys, right? Like when there's a monkey war and they take over another tribe's area, they will eat the baby monkeys.
Yeah, monkeys eat, monkeys do.
No, right? No. It's...
Heard that for years.
Imagine the expression on Tarzan's face. He walks in and a monkey's eating another monkey. Holy cow!
Monkeys eat, monkeys do.
Okay, back to it, Rock.
The safety of the water. The elephant comes to his friend, Tarzan of the Apes.
Do we run out of
Well, that was, yeah, apparently out? There's two
okay.
huh?
All right. Well, that
together
was,
here. That one was a minute 26.
Well, that was wonderful, Rock. I'm glad we finally got to do that. That's wonderful.